Om Shanti. The other day, I walked into Baba's kitchen in our center, and it was a mess. There were containers on the table from the food that had been served for breakfast, open, not even put away in the refrigerator, but sitting there on the table, open in the hot weather with all the flies. And on the counter was the cutting board, crumbs all over from all the different things that had been cut up. In the sink were the dishes from breakfast. And it was so interesting to me because I just set about closing up the containers, putting them into the refrigerator, and clearing up the counter and washing the dishes. And the reason this was so interesting to me is because 5 years ago, walking into the same scenario, I would have been so angry. I would have pulled back into the kitchen the other sister who lives in the center, and I would have commented and criticized and corrected, and I would have made her clean it all up. And then even 3 years ago, I would have had all these feelings inside of me. In other words, a lot of resentment. But I wouldn't have said anything. Maybe I would have done the work and mentioned something only a few days later when I could have calmed down a bit. But this time around, just the other day, not only did I not say anything to the sister, but there were none of those feelings of resentment or anger or any kind of reaction whatsoever. On the contrary, I just settled into cleaning everything up and doing the dishes with a very different feeling in my heart, which was actually a kind of happiness and a gratitude that I was able to contribute to the service that had gone on in the morning. Because actually, there was a kind of special breakfast created spontaneously because another sister had come to visit the center and it was important to serve her a good breakfast. And the other sister who lives in the center had spontaneously prepared and created a very nice breakfast for her, even though that sister who'd prepared the breakfast probably didn't have much energy to do it or wasn't even all that well, but she did it. And I think the reason the kitchen had been left so much a mess was because that sister needed to go right into bed after our visiting sister had left. So why is this so interesting? For me, at least, it's because I think these kinds of experiences are the proof that there is a purification process going on inside us. In other words, we can, if we look, see how we are beginning to move from a kind of sinful Maya relationship to different scenarios and challenges in our life to a more benevolent, charitable relationship with the situation. And it feels so good. And I think it's really important to take note of this shift happening, this purification process, because I think it's one of the ways we end up saying Baba from the heart. From a healthy heart. Because probably throughout those 2,500 years of devotion, when we called out to God, it was from a broken heart, a neediness, a wanting, a begging. But now, any calling out to Baba is filled with the feelings of joy, gratitude, a real acknowledgement of a partnership and a right which I think for the most part is based on this clarity and recognition of how pure is pure and how great is purity and how amazing is my life, which holds a being who is eternally and forever pure. How Baba, the purifier, is present in my life in order to restore this purity to me. You know, the other day in Merle, Baba was saying, I am the purifier, and that's why I purify you. Not, I am the purifier, and that's how I purify you, but that's why I purify you. So it's like if it's a Buddhist family that adopts a child, the mother and father, who are Buddhists, would make that child into a Buddhist because that's the religion they themselves follow. So in the same way, here is Baba, who's told us that our original religion is purity. And so here he is. Because he is our mother and father, and he is pure, of course he's going to bring us into this religion too. Just see this religion of purity. The only way we can see it is by really contemplating on Baba, the one who is eternally pure, forever pure. Here is a being who never ever knows anger or irritability or impatience. Here is a soul who's never intolerant, whose sole purpose in existing is to uplift, uplift, uplift. Who's only got feelings of peace and happiness, stability, strength, absolute fearlessness, love, true love, this way of relating to us, which is a feeling of how much we belong to him. And here he is in front of me saying, you are this too, originally. And every millisecond of his existence, especially at the confluence age, is just to get me to understand this, believe it, and accept it for my life. Originally, I also function only as a benevolent contribution to the universe. That's what makes me his child. That's what creates the partnership. And it's such a beautiful moment when you're in a scene which you know would have triggered the worst in you before. But now the best of you is triggered and you're able to actually contribute a benevolent energy. One of the best definitions I've ever heard, simplest definitions of Maya and even sin, is this: Selfishness. It's just selfishness. As if the whole reality of body consciousness is just the energy of wanting, the energy of neediness. And as we begin to purify, all of that begins to finish. Our needs, our wants are being properly fulfilled through the accurate and proper source of Baba and my relationship with him. And we're actually able to start being charitable givers. No neediness. No more takers, because it's a very subtle kind of selfishness when we're in a situation criticizing, commenting, and correcting. It's that need for people to do things my way. It's that need for controlling a situation according to the way I see it. And actually, I think that's the way you can know that there are still all these subtle traces of selfishness, subtle traces of sin and Maya, because there's this background, a kind of constant background of dissatisfaction, discontentment. But eventually, as the purification process continues, those feelings just stop. There's understanding, there's acceptance, and because there's Baba in such moments, even if you didn't have the energy to do whatever needs to be done instead of somebody else doing it, you find yourself with the energy. So all of these things are a result of learning how to say Baba from the heart. It's about saying Baba in the awareness of the beauty of purity and the power that Baba brings to my purification process and my right as his full partner to all that he's offering for that. And also the absolute confidence that no matter what the situation, victory is guaranteed. Because it's the victory of purity. And it is now that it is the time for purity to win. So truly, it's a turning to Baba with a lot of joy and total anticipation for newness and adventure. Om Shanti.